me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Benny. Benny lived in Sugar Plum, and he was one of many bakers who lived in Sugar Plum. You see, in Sugar Plum, it was a thing to bake. Most kids started learning how to roll out dough when they were 3 or 4 years old. And Sugar Plum was well known for its annual pie contest. They had a pie contest that took place every single year, and people from all of the neighboring towns would attend. It was a really big deal. They actually used a baseball stadium for the event, and they put tables down on the field, and the crowds of people that came were able to sit up in the bleachers. The restaurant owners from town, they were the judges, along with Bubby Bryna, because Bubby Bryna was a really, 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 really famous baker in town, and she would come and judge, and all the kids were very eager to hear what Bubby Bryna and the restaurant owners would say about the pies that they made. And every year after the winner was announced, everybody who was in attendance would have the opportunity to taste the various pies, blueberry, cherry, chocolate mousse, and many, many other delectable flavors. Benny, let's call him Benny the Baker. He was a whiz with the rolling pin and well known for making a perfectly flaky crusts and gooey fillings. Everyone in Sugar Plum Valley had heard of Benny. Yep, he was famous. He was a superstar baker. And he had won the pie contest since he entered. And everyone expected him to win it again this year. Well, Benny was determined to create his most magnificent masterpiece ever this year. He was envisioning a pie that was so tall that it could almost reach the ceiling. Well, kind of. And a crust that was so intricate that it would be woven in a way that it looked like the wall of a castle. And what was he going to fill it with? Well, the filling was a recipe all of its own. It was going to be a gooey caramel fudge and fluff.
Mm.
What a winning combination, caramel fudge and fluff. Mm. Well, the day of the contest arrived, and Benny was filled with nervous excitement and got right to work because he wanted his pie to be very, very fresh. So that morning, he rolled, and he shaped, and he wove, and he whipped up a filling that, it smelled amazing with all those sweet ingredients. As you can imagine, his pie did turn out to be a masterpiece. It was ready to take on anybody who came to the contest. At 3 p.m., the contestants lined up. And here's how it worked. The pies were set up on tables on the side. And as each contestant's name was called, they would walk forward. They would take a bow. They would lift up their pie creation and walk and place it on the table where the judges sat. The judges would first judge the pie for its beauty and presentation, and then for creativity and, of course, taste. Now, while Benny was a fantastic baker, he wasn't exactly the most graceful, and sometimes he would trip or fall. Well, Benny's name was called. And as he lifted up his pie and started walking toward the judges, his foot got stuck on his shoelace that was open on the other shoe. And with a yelp, Benny went tumbling, and his magnificent pie landed with a loud splat right in the middle of the judging table. For a moment, the entire stadium fell silent. Benny was covered in gooey caramel, fudge, and fluff filling. He stared at the wreck in disbelief. His heart was beating inside of him like a loud drum. This was not at all how he imagined presenting his masterpiece. A tear welled up in his eye. He was about to burst out crying. Then a little girl who was sitting in the front row giggled. It wasn't a mean giggle. It was a soft, good-natured giggle. Slowly, another giggle joined in, and another and another, until a wave of good-natured laughter washed over the crowd. Even the judges, who were very serious-faced at first, couldn't help but crack smiles and join in. Benny looked up. He was surprised for a second, but he realized that no one was mocking him or making fun of him. The laughter was kind, and a smile spread across his gooey-filled face. Maybe Benny's pie wasn't the grand champion this year, but Benny learned such a valuable lesson in that moment that day, that everyone, even the best bakers, make mistakes sometimes. And Benny stood up in front of the crowd and he took a second bow and he laughed and he said, "Thank you all for laughing along with me. I learned two things today. One is that nobody is perfect, and that two, laughter is a great addition to any recipe, especially for my pies." We learn from Benny that nobody is perfect. We're human. Only Hashem is perfect. And in this week's Parsha, Parshat Chukat, the greatest person that ever lived on the face of this earth, Moshe Rabbeinu, made a mistake. The Bnei Israel came to Midbar Tzin, and Miriam, Moshe and Aaron's sister, died there and was buried. And there was no water to drink. And the people came and started complaining and fighting with Moshe and Aaron. The place was called Mei Merivah, Mei for water and Merivah for fighting. "There's no water for us. There's no water for our animals. Why did you bring us to such a bad place and not to a place where there's beautiful fruit like figs and grapes and pomegranates? There's not even water to drink here." Moshe and Aaron fell down on their faces at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, and Hashem spoke to them. And Hashem said, "Moshe, I want you to take your stick and gather all the people, you and Aaron, and I want you both to talk to the rock in front of them, and then the rock is going to give forth water, and you'll be able to give water to the people and to their animals." Moshe took his stick, and all the people gathered around. Moshe said, "Listen up. You're acting in a rebellious way. Do you think we can get water out of this rock for you?" And Moshe lifted up the stick and hit the rock two times, and water came gushing out, and the people and their animals had water to drink. But Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, "You didn't do exactly what I said. And that prevented a Kiddush Hashem for Bnei Yisrael. And as a result, you will not be able to enter Eretz Yisrael." Moshe and Aaron were great, great tzaddikim. Even great people make mistakes sometimes. Let's do our best to do as well as we can every day and to realize that mistakes do happen. And we can pick ourselves up and learn from them and grow from them. I hope that our efforts to do so and to learn from this parsha and from Benny and his pie will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom!